came from. So I thought it's a good continuation from what Rabbi Bussell spoke about last week's Chabura, the Hearts of Palm, to discuss a little bit about the Ikra Tafel. I guess by way of introduction, that there's different types of Ikra Tafel, right? Ikra, the main thing, and then the Tafel is the secondary food. Sometimes you'll have two things that are combined in the same thing. You'll have... I don't want to spill my hand about the ice cream sandwiches yet, but let's say you have apple pie. You have apple pie. You have tuna fish on a cracker, right? So what would that be? So we would make a mizonos on that, on the cracker, and that would put to the tuna fish as well. But so other times you have food that's not necessarily eaten at the same time. Famous case of this is bread. It's a machlokas rishon. We will say pashut that when you make hamotzi, that's the ikker, and then all the other meal-type foods that are brought throughout there, that becomes tafel to the bread. So even though I didn't eat it with it, I had my soup, I didn't have it with the bread, I didn't dip it in, afal picha, and it would be covered by the thing. So maybe we'll start with the Mishnah in Mem Dalad. Heviu lefon ha-maliach techila upas imo. So you got some salty fish, and you got some bread. Mevarach al ha-maliach ha-potra sapas. You make a bracha on the salty fish, and that will exempt yourself from a bracha on the pash, a pas tefelo, because the bread is only being there to take away the saltiness of the fish. Right? Rashi says, maliach is kol dover maluach, anything that's salty. Zehaklal, here's the overall rule. Kol shehu ikar ve'imo tefelo, if you have something that is the primary thing and something secondary along with it, mevorech al ha'ikar poitres tefelo, so you make up one bracha on the main thing, and that exempts it from the tefela. Okay, says the Gemara. Mi ikamidi de havi maliach ikar pas tefela. Could you ever have such a thing? How does bread become secondary? Bread's the staple of life. Bread is what we eat, and the fish is the main thing. So om ravach bread rav avira om ravashi. No, but oichli peros genuser. You're eating this, Sean. You're eating these very sweet fruits. So now it's a whole chain reaction happens. Because you ate the sweet fruits, for now you need something to take away the sweetness of the thing. You have to count them as you go from one extreme to the other. So what do you do when you have something that's too sweet? You have to have the salty fish. So okay, but you can't have the salty fish by itself because it's too salty, so you have to have the bread. So you started off with the sweet fruits, right? You could have saved all the calories and not had anything, but you didn't. You had the sweet fruits. Now you had the salty fish, and now you have to have the bread. So yeah, that's the ukimta. The Gemara says that's how you could come to having such a case where the bread would not be the ikar. Yeah. So Tosfos jumps on this. Tosfos on the top of the page says, "But ochli peros gnus hashon." We're talking about a case where you eat these sweet fruits. Shem aliach ikar, right? Shehu bo liyat lehashiv halev shenechlash mipnei hamasikus saperus. Right, you're eating the salt to take off the sweetness. You didn't do well. The sugars, it's too much for you. So you have to now something to counterbalance that. Va'pashul acharav tofel ve'enu bo el b'shvil hamaliach. But only reason eating the bread is because it's too salty. Right, as we just said, this is Tosfos' answer. Seim Tomer, one second, asks Tosfos. Perus have ikar. So why aren't the fruits the ikar? Umaliach tofel. The fruits are the main thing you're eating, right? And now the salt becomes tafel to the fruits. Ulevarech al haperos. Upatra kulahu. You make one brach on the peros. I had, my main food was my fruit. My sweet fruit. That's my ikar. So why isn't that the ikar? The salty fish is now the tafel, and the bread's tafel to that. It's like a step removed. But that's not what the mission said, right? Pasha pshat was that you're having salty food. So we're going to see if that's really shot in the sugi or not, but let's come on. We'll have to explain why Tosfos came on to this. It wasn't for there's a very good reason why they wanted to say this, but it's a good question. Why isn't the fruit the main? That's the ikar, and then the salt is the tafel, then the bread is tafel to that. So v'yesh lomer demayri, two answers. Demayri shelo ochel haperos ba'osamayim. One answer, the first answer Tosfos gives, that it's not there. It's a different thing. The fruits are first, and then later on comes along the thing. It's a different eating session. It's not the same thing. Inam shasha ochel peros gnusor lo hayisham adayin liach upas. Again, it's like the second first answer, but it wasn't there yet. De lo have yodeish shichalish libo. He didn't know it was going to weaken him, right? Machmas masikus. He realizes, and now he needs to bring it there. So I was two separate eating sessions. The first, it's basically the same. The first. It was like two separate things. So then the general rule is the brachas are limited in their scope. You don't make one brach and that goes olam void. went for that eating session. That eating session, then it was just fruit. Or the other answer is that he didn't realize it. You know, he's a tough guy. Thought he was going to be able to take the fruits all by himself. Right. And then all of a sudden, whoa, it's quick. They bring it to him. And then they bring it to him. And then those are the two answers. But if I were to ask you, that sounds like pshat and what the Gemara was talking about. Not so much. It's a little bit of, we were out of why did it come to this. So to try to understand why, look on, let's, on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's do Shulchan Aruch on Reish Yud Gimel. Reish Yud Beis, I'm sorry. Reish Yud Beis, I'll be from here. He has a whole piece here. So I'll start and we'll explain why it is in fact that it comes, but just give the thing. He brings out the halacha the way we just saw it. Kol she'ikar v'ima tfeila, right? Pirish dover bilti nechshav, not as important. Mevarech al ha'ikar apoyter esat tfeila. You make the bracha on the main, that exempts the secondary. Bain bebracha shelafanel, bain bracha mitlis shelacharev. Both the bracha before the food and the bracha afterwards. V'lomi boy im ha'ikr ma'uravim hatafan. Certainly, if they're actually mixed together, like not that. So the simply way was that they're brought not at the same time. And if they're not at the same time, I don't make a bracha. Then certainly I wouldn't have to if they're actually being eaten at the same time. El afilu, afilu kol echel devado. Each one by themselves. Afilu pas. Even bread, which is the most important choshva type of food, imhu tafel, if it is tafel, kagon, for example, here's our case. Sha'oicha dag malich, had the salty fish. Va'oicha pas imo kadesh lo yizikenu bigrono, that it shouldn't hurt you. So mevarach al hadag, poitres pas kevin shu tafel. In this case, you only make a bracha on the piece of herring. You make a shahakol on the herring, and then you have the bread afterwards. Hagav yeshomrim im hatafel choviv alav, but if this tafel is something that you really want, so the mevarech alav achakach mevarech al ha'ikar. So somehow you should make a bracha on the tafel first because you like this, then you make the bracha on the ikar. Had mavrichin al ha'ikar poiteres hatafela haynu sheoichlin biyachad. Oh, sheoichla ikar tachila. That's when you eat them together, or you had the main thing first. If you would eat the thing that's tafel to it first, can go and shoytz lishtos. You want to drink something. That you want to eat something so that you shouldn't drink on an empty stomach. Oh, sha'oichel gar'ine gadganios l'mtakashti. It's like these like condiments. So then in that case, mevorech al ha'oichel tequila, first you make on the food, va'af al-pi shehu tafel l'shtia. Even though that's really the secondary thing for the drinking, ve'en mevorech alav rak shehakol. Okay, so that's going to be a big discussion also. If you're eating a tafel, according to one opinion, the way the Ramah brings it down is that you just make a shahakol on it. So that means even if it's an olive or something, we know the bracha is not a shahakol on olives, but if I'm eating the olives because, I don't know, what's the fancy schmancy, like vodka or something like that? No, don't you have olives with a drink? You go to a bar, you see it. Martini. Yeah, right, so yeah. So you have to the olive, because but the olive really, in Hilchos Brachos, the olive is much more chashev than your martini. But no, if the whole void, according to the Ramah, if I'm only having the olives so that I can have the martini afterwards, I would make a shahakol, right? That's what he says. You lose it. You lost it. I'm not eating the olive for the olive. I mean, the only olive because it's a hechi tim, so I can come to enjoy my martini. I want the martini.
It's out of the martini, right?
I don't know how these things work out of there. Of the little umbrellas, you know, little stirrers and the umbrellas.
The lemon, right?
Lemon's a shakol anyway, but that's not going to be a good example.
Right.
My friend Rabbi Gatz Yudin got out on that in his brachas bi. He was very upset that the lemon is really a shakol, so I always remember that when he told me that.
Lemon's a shakol. Why?
Okay, it's a different shir. Why is a shakol? But that's the question that the Rosh Hashiva of Ashrenu got out on. Okay, one second. What?
We have to talk about this right afterwards. Cause
lemon?
I'm going to have a lemon when we go home tonight.
You can make a shakol on your lemon. Lemons are shakol.
Right, just because you personally eat it doesn't mean that the rest of the world eats that way.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with the Mishnah Berurah to try to understand. Where should you go from? Beis. Sha'ochel dag maliach. Let's start from there. Okay? So what's going on over here? We're going to see now again, just to point out where we're going with this, we're going to see why Tosfos gave this interpretation of it, which is not necessarily the Poshut Pshat in the way we would have learned the Gemara, about a case where first you had the fruits, and then the salt, and then the bread. Okay, here we go. Sha'ochel dag maliach kigon, sha'ochel dover mosot mikodem. First you ate something that's very sweet, va'ochel dag maliach lehafig hamasikus, and now you had to have something salty in order to lessen the sweetness. So you shouldn't be damaged by the salt, you had the bread. The whole vortex is that you don't want to eat the bread at all. L'chein, that's why have a hapas tofel. That's why the bread is considered to be tofel. Masha'enkein, im hu toiv lechol pas gamkein. But if you do want to eat the bread, says the Mishnah Berurah, afa pisha ochlu im hamaliach, and even though you are eating it along with the salty fish, dag maluch shekorin herring impas. You have a little piece of herring, right, with your bread. Eino tefela olav. It's not tough in that case. I want the salty fish more. I want my herring more. Tzorich levarach aleh hamotzi upoiteres hamaliach. Ah, so that's why it came on. The whole reason as to why it was this whole ukimta was because you have to say you don't really want the bread. But Lu Yitzur, if the case would have been where you wanted to have the bread, then that would have messed up everything. You would have made hamotzi on it. You follow? So look in you have the Shaar Tzion and Tess. The Shaar Tzion in Tess. It's on there, yeah? Tziarti be'oifen zeh. The reason I explained in this case, velo tziarti be'pshitus, not in give the posha pshat, kigon shechofetz lechol dag maliach, that you just wanted to, eat the piece of salty fish. Kepashtus lishtin de mechaber, like it sounded like from reading the mechaber, he brings a whole list of achronim. Skip the parentheses. Because you got sick from it, so you had to eat it. In that case, that's why it became the main thing against over the bread. But just in general, we don't say that the herring is the main thing. No, the bread's the main thing. So that's why I came on to this whole explanation of as to how he got the things. So, yeah?
If the maliach is now the ikar because you're using that to counteract
the fruit, the sweet fruits.
But then you're using the bread to counteract the salty.
Yeah.
So why does the bread now become the...
Because that's what the Mishnah is saying. I don't really want the bread. I'm only eating the bread to take away the salt. But if you would have wanted the bread...
Why are you eating the salt? You're eating salt to take away the sweet.
Right. Yeah. That's the case. That's the way it is. If I really would have wanted the bread, I would have just made hamotzi. That would have taken off. So now we're going to get into some interesting discussions about what happens when I have something now and more gets added on. We started up a whole chain reaction here. So what happens? Lamashal, we'll see a case. What happens if my coffee got cold? Ugh, can't drink cold coffee. So I got to put hot water to warm up my coffee. Got to add more things. I got to put more sugar. I had to add things into it in order to bring it back. So here we go. The next Mishnah Berurah is Kevin Shehu Tofel. Vafilu Kishelo Haya HaTofel Lefon B'Shas Achilas HaIkar. Even if the Tofel is not in front of me at the time when I'm eating it, if at the time that I eating it, I know I'm going to have the tofel, so then if it's not in front of me, but I know I'm going to have it, or just the normal way that I eat it, I don't have it in mind, but I know this is how I have my I eat the food item, so then that would be included with it, and even if it wasn't in front of me. It's interesting. Well, we're going to come to a Chazon Ish in a minute as to why this has to be, but I'll throw it out there that there's a whole chakir that they make into what's pshat in where's the Chazon Ish? Some page four. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But there's a whole chakir when we say when I have an ikar and a tuffel, that the tuffel does not need a bracha? It's mafkir. You do not need to make a bracha. No, really, you do need to make a bracha on it. Just what? It's covered by the bracha on the
Iker.
On the Iker, right?
Right.
Either one. It doesn't need a bracha at all. It's one way of understanding. No, it needs a bracha, but it got covered. So one nafgamina could be, what if I did not have a shiur, required amount of my main food, of my Iker, right? So what's the correct bracha achrona going to be on that? That'd be one nafgamina between the two. But just keep that in mind. We'll come to a Chazon Ish who's going to explain this. Okay, where are we up to? Aval, im einu rogi b'kach, but it's not the normal way you eat it. V'gam lo hayadaitu b'feirish. You don't normally eat this way with adding the tofil, and you didn't have in mind b'feirish b'shas ha'brach lechol ha'tofil tzorech levarach gam al ha'tofil. So in this case, if it's added, you don't normally do that, then you would have to make the bracha. So here's an interesting thing I saw in the deer shoe. Here it is. I'm sorry you don't have it on there. I should have put it on. Hashosati, You're drinking your tea. V'hevilo sukkah. Shelo ha'isa daito Allah v'shasa bracha. So what happens? I don't know. That's having regular tea. And then I can't drink it, I swear. Someone puts the sugar in it. So rings of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Shemi'achas sha'isa lehanos below bracha. Goes back to the very first chavura with Rabbi Sauer, right? You can't get any hanaf from this world. Hu mishum shenechshav kigezel kimila yitochin shenechshav kimamon shalom isbatel b'roiv ve'ein hasukr bato b'ti. No, the sugar is now not the bottle. Lechein, therefore, tov levorich al ma'at sukar lechavin gam al hasukar hanoisav shebetoch hati. So you should take like a separate thing. If someone added it in, and you make a bracha not on. It's a suffix, really, whether you're suffix brachos lahakel. So you take a suffix that's not in the tarovis itself, you make a brach on that shahakel, and then that will cover the sugar that was added into your tea.
It's not like, I mean, the Mishmaru is not saying
that
like that,
right? We're going to see the Mishmaru, how, if that, it's going to be a smach locus.
I mean, if the Mishmaru, the Rav just read, it seems that you wouldn't make the brach on the sugar.
In the case where what? Where am I normally having the sugar or not?
If normally sugar is something that you drink with tea, then it's fine.
Correct. Now, but now I don't normally drink sugar with it, and I put it in.
Okay.
So now I'm a little bit of a stuck. What do I do? So in this case, he brings some Shlomo Zalman Orbach that to add the sugar in. Could be it's really not requiring a bracha, but could be it is. So it's because we have this. It's like one of the most complex sugis. The Hilchos brachas is very, very, very hard. There's no just wash and get it over with, right? I'll wash on my cup of tea. Last time we said this over, the Magen Rav holds you can't do that. That if you just, because you're so confused and you don't know what you do, if you want to eat bread, because hey, wash and eat it. But let's say I just don't know the halacha. So I'm just going to say I'm going to wash and have bread. So Rabbi Simon pointed out from the Magen Avram that doesn't work. You can't just wash.
Some people are not machmer, but some people do that, right? They just have meal, try to eat it.
So I once asked, it was Rosh Chodesh, and I really didn't want a bagel, I didn't want to eat anything, but I knew you need to have a suda. So I asked, I asked Rabbi Simon, is that like a problem with that Magen Avram? He says, you're not supposed to wash it. He says, no. There, it's just, Magen Avram is talking about you don't know the brachas. Here, like, you don't really want a meal, but like, you want to make a suda on Rosh Chodesh, you're washing to have hamotzi, to have a suda.
Right.
Yes, he told that was fine. He told me that was fine.
Some people are really anti-challah, so they're on some sort of diet or something. They say, I need to eat a little challah.
Yes, so I tell people they should have the minimum requirement. You should have a little bit of challah. It's not going to kill you to have the little bit of challah. What is it called? The West Palm Beach diet or something like that?
The calorie.
I don't know. So they couldn't.
Eat on the meat.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever one it was, whatever the phase was, the local diet that there was.
There was no carbohydrates.
No carbs. You can't. If you're on the diet, you can have carbs.
But does that fall in the same idea that the person Dafka doesn't want it? They really don't want it.
No, they really want the bread. They just can't because it's a diet.
So it should be. And then the
idea is the Magen Avraham talking about he's talking about where you don't really want bread. You just don't. I'm joking because I'm talking about the tea. And you don't sure. I had sugar. I make a bracha, so now I'm going to wash.
Yeah, I'm talking about when you have those little squares of bread that in the restaurants they put by the washing stations.
Yeah, those look stale, like 3 days old.
That's right. And then
can break a tooth on one of those.
And then there's no bread, but you're supposed to make the hamotzi, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so watch. Then he quotes and says, then he quotes from a sefer Chut Sheim Shabbos. The guy has shows a tea or coffee cham, right? And this is the case we said a minute ago. You see, you have your hot coffee. They said they got cooled off, mat. Yeah, I want to put hot water into my coffee. Now that's different already because he's going to say it's a svara. That's the same thing. That's the same thing, right? We don't tell us to your like anybody works at Starbucks, but I'll pick halacha. That's like coffee is just like. Better water. Tea, better water. That's why a person, you're not allowed to eat or drink before davening. You can have water, you can have coffee, you can have tea, right? Because really it's just glorified water. That's what tea is. Okay, it's bean, okay, but it's water. The mice is water. Don't tell us to a coffee drink, they'll throw you out the window. But at the end of the day, it's really just water.
But juice is not?
Juice is not water. But and again, then you know, how far do you take this? Because some people, I need my coffee, okay, but I need my coffee with milk, I need my coffee with sugar, I need my frappuccino, my labalibo, my blah, blah, blah. I need all these fancy schmancy, I need the 2 scoops of ice cream on top of my coffee, because I can't daven if I don't have my 2 scoops of ice cream on top of the coffee. So that's doch ridiculous. But the same heter, one second, the same heter, I'll ask you this, could you have, I'm going to dig myself into a hole, could you have a cup of coffee before making Havdalah? if I can have water before Havdalah, according to that, you could, right? Yeah. I have some post can hold you, like, you make Havdalah on tea. So it's like, okay, I knew I was going to get into it. All right, let's back to the story. V'lo ha'ibadayte b'shas ha'brocha al ha'mayim anosim. Okay, you didn't, for the hot water, he added in, she'ein tzorich levarach al tosefes ha'mayim. You don't have to. Okay, I'm going to get too far into this, but there is an idea about adding onto foods. I'm going to skip a little bit in the deer shoot because a few more realistic cases, I guess, that I want to bring out. What about if you have a cracker? Oichel biscuit, lechud, yellow cracker. V'kvar beirach alav mazonos. Okay, I'm having my Ritz crackers, delicious. V'achar kach roitzu l'hoisif alav gavina. I'd like to put a slice of cheese on top of my cracker. Now I made a mazonos already. I'm covered by it. So now what do? Kosu sham shetzorech levarach aleihim shehakol. He writes, you have to make a shehakol on that little piece of cheese, right? It's totally true. I see the difference between my piece of cheese and my cracker. That's not like the case where I added in the hot water into that, because that's all together. Biscuit yachad im gavina sha'olav. In that case, I'm eating it together. Mevorach rak birkas mezoinus. Okay, that's what we're saying all along. If I have that, that's what we do at Kiddush. The guys want the little crack in the mazonos, and they put a little, I don't know, whatever it is, tuna fish or egg salad or a piece of herring. So you make a mazonos on that, and that covers everything. But you wouldn't be able to add it on afterwards. If you're adding on the item to the cracker afterwards, so he brings, you have to make a shakel.
The way you have to do it is like the very first time you make a bracha on the
right.
Cracker.
Right.
Mishpor seems to say that if you had mind to put it on,
that's right. I'm talking the case where you didn't. Right. Now it's like nimlach.
Right. I'm saying if you're at the kiddush and you plan on having one cracker, but right after you plan on smearing some more crackers, I mean, the mishpor would say that's you're fine with that. No.
I start out with a cracker. And now I want to add stuff to it? Well, again, is that my normal way? Do I normally, if that's what I eat every week? He said that. Right. This is my normal way of doing it. I know that, right. But I don't normally. That's okay, so fine. So I don't. I don't normally do it. I don't. But then all of a sudden, wow, big sponsor. Some Gouda cheese. Same, I don't know. Right. Swiss cheese. Now, wow, that cheese looks good, right? Yeah. Or no, we want Hamish. Some salami. Someone put out there about salami. I never put
with the cheese rub?
No. I changed it. You know, but like, yeah. Someone puts out like some sort of, I don't know. Fill in the blank, whatever you'd like to put on your cracker. It's the wasabi herring, it's the salami, it's the cheese, it's not all at the same time. But you put on your favorite, fill in the blank, then in that case, if you don't normally do it, and you didn't have it in mind, that's the first part. As we said, you don't normally have it in mind, you don't normally do this, but if you have a routine, you know, you go, you make a little l'chaim, a little potato chips. No.
Right.
You make a shahakal just like your mazonos cover you already. Your crackers are covered.
So what if you're going back and making another, like you're going to make cracker with. Now it was a cracker alone. Now it's a cracker with something else.
So you should make the separate bracha on that something else.
Separate, but you should keep it separate from the cracker.
Yeah, and then
ideally
to take your first bite out.
Or is the best bet is to go without it? If you're going to make another cracker with, now you're going for, you go cracker, now you go cracker with herring.
Yeah,
and that's not what you normally do. So your best bet is to have the herring alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd be really on the line for another mazonos.
But. No, you're not going to be mazonos.
Your
mazonos, certainly not. But if you eat it with, that's why in your thing about it, it's the exact same thing. The sugar to the tea is the same thing as the herring with the mazonos, right? Maybe I already covered it by the bracha.
Right.
So I'm not going to have to eat by itself, but.
Right.
Yeah. But the herring's even better than that, because the herring is mamish. He's bringing
it's
snicker.
Its own mouth,
right? Yeah, I can see it by itself. The sugar gets mixed in. You can't really.
You can't see it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, a lot more to talk about. How much time we have? Okay, so let me. Yeah, let me jump to that Chazon Ish I was referring to. There's obviously a lot more to do in here in Sifkat Nei, but look, there's a Chazon Ish in this whole Chakir. It's at the bottom, at the next page at the bottom. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and he quotes our Tosfos, right? Mem Dalad Amar Aleph, Tosfos Dibur HaMaschah, Ba'oichel, Inam Mishah Sha'oichel, Lohai, quotes our Shulchan Aruch, Bevor Mizeh, you see from this clearly, says the Chazon Ish, the fact that the Iker Bracha will exempt the Tofel, Ein Pirush Shetofel Ein Tzorach Bracha. Don't say that the lumdus behind this, the mechanics are that the Tofel does not require Bracha. According to the Chazon Ish, the Tofel needs a Bracha. Right? Denotel chiyav bracha mimenu kevin shehu rak tofel. Ella no, that's not pshat. Ella pirusho shehatofel ain't tzorich bracha didei. It doesn't need its own bracha. It needs a bracha, but it's like a nach schlepper. It got dragged along, and it's included with the bracha that you made on the main thing. But it's not that it doesn't need a thing. Ella shetzorich atol lebruch birkas haikar. V'havi ata haikar v'atofel birchosehin shavos. In the case where the brachos are the same. Birchas ha'ikr hu gam birchas ha'tofel. Hilkach, kishelo haye ha'tofel b'shas bracha, if you did not have the tofel with you at the time of the bracha, lo haye daito alav, lo mifter, it would not be potter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This chazan ish is really being, they point out, is working with the same type of mahalach we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. It wasn't there. You didn't have in mind. You don't normally do this. Then it's not going to be thing. And now you want to put a slice of cheese on. You want to put a herring. You want to put whatever you want. The Chazon Ish says that you would have to make a brach on that. Separately.
Separate.
Make a separate shakel on that. Yeah. Right. That the tofel does require its a bracha. Just if it's with the ikka, then it gets...
This is Zach going back and saying that you do make a mezonos on the cracker?
You made your mezonos. You're not going to make a second mezonos under any candy. The question is now on the toppings. The toppings by themselves should get a bracha if you don't normally do that every week or just wasn't in mind. Let's say like this. I'll give you an example. You're at the Kiddush, so just where you are, the cracker's in front of you, and you see out of the corner of your eye, you know, you're like, there's my deli, whatever it is, and I'm going to get there. But Nebuch, what can you do? Like, there's a few grandmas, a few bubbies there, so you got to wait till they get their sushi first, then you're going to take whatever it is. But you know you're going to eat that. You see it in your mind. You just don't have it at the time you make a mezonos, so then you certainly would not make in that case. If it's not in your mind, you don't normally do it, then it doesn't require it. The tufel would not get a bracha. There's also in the Emek Bracha, the next page, the Emek Bracha says the very same yesod as the Chazon Ish. If you look, it's on the left side. He's talking about when you're drinking wine and water. Drinking wine and water. Shosa yain v'mayim in levarach al hamayim bori nefashos rabbos. Right? If you had wine and you also had water, which could happen in a kiddush as well, right? You still don't make a bori nefashos. Shebirkas hayayin pataron. That's going to is going to be covering your bori nefashos. Delo yitzor rak im shosa revius yain. But that only works if you had a revius. Now, a revius, different opinions, 3.3 all the way up to 5.4. I think I saw also maybe Chacham Avad Yosef has 2.9. Okay, 3-4 ounces, whatever it is. So if you had that much wine, right? Shemuchil l'chuli alma bracha. Then once you're revius, you're good. That will now. So now what? Your al hagefin is going to cover the water you had also at the same time. Ve'im shos apachos mikashir ze yesh la'ayim bedivrei bedover. Yes, gotta be ma'ayin. Eich yaseh le'inyim bracha achrona. The mashkin, what do I do now? I had a sip of wine. I had a little shot glass of grape juice at the thing, and then I really was drinking soda or water. Anything else?
Grape juice is...
Okay, forget grape. Okay, I just... You know, like the kiddush cup, right? Like the old school, like, shoulder, and I was like, hold a little couple of things. that's all you had, right? Okay, fine. Skip. Linius Daiti, next paragraph. Ain't a move on. Maybe I shouldn't have skipped. Let me just go back. Yasalin Yimrachrona, the Mashkin, hello, Yesh Deos. There's it's machloikish, his soivim dafilu im al rov revius, tzarech levorech mein sholosh. So some hold on if you had a rov of revius. So maybe that would be. If I didn't have the full amount, but I had 2 ounces of the thing, or 2.5 ounces, so maybe in that case I would make a al hagefin. Umemelo yuchel levorech brain nefashos al hamashkin. I can't make the brain nefashos. The chimishum she'ain on yodin levarir halacha. Yechuyav al yezeh levarich brei nefashos. So he says that he quotes this idea but doesn't like it. Lanias daiti ain't a move on. That doesn't make sense to make a brei nefashos in this case. Why? Dehare ha'ikr pater hatofel ein pirusha shatofel ein tzorech bracha. Like just like the Chazon Ish. Don't understand the mechanics of this is that when you make a bracha on the ikr, therefore you do not need to make a bracha on the tofel. You need to make a bracha on that tofel. And now, if I'm not making a bracha on the ikker, so I better make a bracha on the tofel, right? Denitel achiyu birchat menu ela pirusho shehatofel hu bichlal haikker. It's included within the ikker. Venifter bibirchas haikker. And then by making the bracha on the ikker, that got covered as well. Virayel is that Ha im lo haya hatofel defana b'shasa bracha. If it wasn't in front of you, lo haya daito lav. You didn't have any mind. Lo miftar hatofel. It's not included. Okay, fine. That's the tosis we've been saying over. The in came and needed on. In our case, nahida ika plugta. Yes, it's a machloikis. Im b'shtias rova revias mechuyev levarich mein shalosh. Do you still make a bracha on this or not? Aval mikom makom at the bottom. Came into sof. At the end of the day, eino mevorich al hayayin mein shalosh mitam to have a sofik bracha. You're not going to make a al hagefen on this. Im kein memele tzorich bevadai levorich al hamayin brein nefashos. Right, so in that case, we had less than a shear, and it's a suffix on that. So this is a slam dunk proof for the lumbus that you see the tufel really does require its own bracha, right?
Because it
acts
on its own, it can act, right, create something.
Yeah,
maybe that you would.
Yeah,
interesting.
So that's the chazon ish in that.
So let's say you made a bracha on wine. You had wine, but not a raviz. Then you drank plenty of water. So now you can't say the bracha achrona on the wine because you didn't drink enough.
Right.
But you're chayav to say it on the water because the tufel smells of your bracha.
Right. So you make a brain of fascia snack that covers it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the next question. Ooh, I didn't realize I was out of time. The next question, well, maybe we'll continue with this next time. Could I have like negative kavana? I know it's connected, but I could, but I'm only making the bracha on the ikar and I do not want this bracha to cover the tufel. That will be the ice cream, Shaila. You hear? It's cliffhanger.
I don't want
my bracha on the ikar to cover the tufel.
Then I make
the bracha on the tufel, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll have to discuss. Believe me.
No, but you're having it in mind by not having to make a bracha on it.
What do you mean?
Here.
This thing works. What do you mean?